So on the line we have Paulette Tremblant. Please give our audience your job description, please.
My title at Charles J. Andrew Youth and Family Treatment Center is I am the clinical program manager.
Okay, so I understand that you and your colleague is here in Maine to hold some information sessions?
Yes, we're hoping to get community members join us at the Illusoirc and come and talk about the treatment center, any information sessions, if anybody has any questions about the program. I do have a short presentation here as well that I'll share with everybody.
Okay. And for our audience who do not know what the Charles J. Andrews Treatment Center is, can you maybe give a brief description of what the program is about?
Absolutely. Charles J. Andrew Youth and Family Treatment Center, so we take youth and families, and we take Inuit, Innu, and First Nations. So we wanted to share that with everybody to let them know that, yes, the treatment center is located in Sheshashe. However, we are open to all Indigenous backgrounds. If there are Inuit that want to come in just to talk to us about, you know, what it is like for Inuit as well, so we can share that with everybody. Our mission, of course, it's to empower Aboriginal youth and families through the provision of a holistic healing program. This program is definitely strongly influenced by the traditional Aboriginal values, beliefs, and practices. Also, the spirituality is also reconnecting to the land that is a key component to nurturing and building self-confidence and developing strong skills amongst the youth and families to help them all reach their full potential as community members. And a part of that, we wanted to share, you know, having strong families and a strong cultural background during a treatment center, it does move forward in a good way, in a positive way, to have that cultural background and aspects for healing. So we do incorporate, we do have elders that do come in, both Innu and Inuit elders that do come into our program, and they also attend the land-based portion. So our program is 8 weeks long, and 4 weeks it's clinical, so it's at the center, and then 4 weeks on the land, and they rotate. So 1 week is clinical, and 1 week is land-based. They go back and forth like that for 8 weeks. The families that come into our center, they come with their children or their grandchildren, and we also have a teacher on staff as well, so they can continue their school studies for any of the children that are still attending school, so they can continue with that at our center. I think also just to mention that our center has been open since 2000. So that was due to a crisis that was occurring in Sheshashe and Natwishish. We have then recognized, of course, that there's also a crisis in our Inuit communities in Labrador. So this center is and has been since 2000 open to Inuit as well. And we wanted to make sure that people know that and don't hesitate to give us a call or ask your support from the community what Charles J. is about. So since 2000, it originally started just for youth, but it has since grown 5 years ago into the family program. And that was a pilot project, but we are now set that we also take families as well as youth into our program. And the importance of having a family come into the center is that everybody is healing together and facing some of the issues that may be occurring in their life right now. And so we do have certified staff and counselors on staff at the center, and both Innu and Inuit culturally background staff as well. And I think that's quite important for when we are working with families that know that culture is a big aspect of their life and that it should be directed that way. So we are both Innu and Inuit staffed at the center. I also wanted to share, too, that there are some statistics regarding reunification, and so that's having returning children back to their families after they were apprehended by CSSD or by another agency in a different province. So we do have high statistics that in 2018 and 2019, there were 45 children that came through the center with their families, and 27 of those children were children in care. After they finished our 8-week program, 21 of those children that were in care went home with their families after 8 weeks. So we try to work with the families and meet their needs as best as possible. And aftercare is definitely a big aspect of that, and Tracy will speak on that. But the reunification is very important as to keep our families together and to keep everything together culturally respectful, and to make that a definite guide into having our families still stay together and to rebuild their relationships in their healthy way, and what we can do to meet their needs, we try to do that.
So since you came to Nana Monday, have you guys seen a lot of people from the community?
We've been trying to meet with a lot of people from the community. We've met with past clients, and that's a part of the aftercare. We've had one meeting with Family Connections and CSSD, and you know, we're just like anybody else. So we went to DHSD last night for the card game. That was really fun. And it was great just to reconnect with the community. I've met older family members that I've never known before. So it was very welcoming and very friendly. And it just feels good that, you know, people are saying, you know, welcome home. So that was, it's a personal thing too, right? I mean, this is where my family had lived before and grown. So it's good to be here. The connection to the community, we also had telephone calls with many people, but because there are so many activities happening right now in the community here in Nain, it's quite difficult to get appointments or, you know, time to meet with others. But we're knocking on doors. We're trying to meet with people.
So where you and your coworker came to Nain, are you guys planning to go along the coast too, or is it just Nain?
No. Tracy, you want to speak to that?
Okay. So I'm Tracy Doherty. I'm the client care coordinator at CJ. So I work with three dimensions, I guess. You'd call it a pre-treatment, aftercare, and also outreach. So the aftercare portion is just so ultimately important because in the center, people are safe and it's very focused on their wellness. And we're, as staff at the center, we're all about the clients and where they're at. And we sort of custom fit, really, the programming once we've figured out through our motivational interviewing and our intake process what the issues are for the clientele and their families. So it's a very safe environment, very focused on that wellness. And of course, after people complete programming, they're returning to situations that may have triggers. It's not always, you know, as life is, it's challenging. So we're trying to continue that care. I will be available to clients for up to 2 years. I touch base with them at least monthly to see if there's areas that I might be able to support clientele. And for me as well, it's personal. My mom was a Bakey before she married, and my grandmother was a Shiwok or Sheekwok from Rigolet. I think I'm part of a population of Indigenous people across Canada who return home, you know, wanting to know more and come into better alignment with our identity. So I'm hopeful that I can share some of my experiences by being away, and then I learn so much in each community. So in October, I went to Hopedale, and what we're identifying is, I mean, as part of our, you know, people are very aware about decolonizing now, and in my opinion, and I can share that it's part of CJ's philosophy as well, I mean, alcohol has been like a colonizing tool, basically, and a lot of the systems are addictive systems. So we're all learning how to be more conscious and how to live our values, which are more land-based and relationship-based. It was beautiful being in Hopedale. I was able to support family. One client with her family had been at CJ in 2016, and her sister has come to our center. And so what I'm finding is that we're able to support family in broader and broader terms. It kind of ripples out from family to family, and I think that helps grow community wellness. And certainly coming to Nain, we're discovering there's so much grassroots activity. Certain individuals and families are making efforts that we really want to support and highlight. I think this is where so much more is going to come to be, that people within the community are going to recognize their strengths. And we're going to be able to maybe challenge some of the systemic problems that we're encountering as far as barriers to reunification. I'm a recovering alcoholic myself, so I have some of that life experience. I've been 27 years sober, and I'm an adult child alcoholic. So certainly I believe any family across Canada, or probably North America, has these issues. And I don't think that Indigenous people need to carry any shame about, you know, these issues being in our families. Mm-hmm. So these are some things that we're looking forward. We're having a meeting tonight here, 7 to 9 at the Aluswap Center, and hoping lots of community members come out. We're going to let people know about our process and also really keep our ears and hearts open to hear what people's needs are.
Okay, sounds really good. I hope you guys have a big turnout this evening.
Yes, us too.
Okay, so would you guys like to add anything else?
I think it's just quite important that we show that we have this unique resource in Labrador. We are the only family treatment center in Atlantic Canada. We're the second across Canada that has the land-based part of our program incorporated. You know, reconnecting to the land. Our clients are hunting or fishing, cleaning game, doing the natural things that our parents, our grandparents, and our ancestors have done for hundreds of years. So it's quite important to reconnect to the land. And quite proudly, we do say that we are accredited by the Canadian Accreditation Council at the highest accreditation. So we do follow quite a bit of policies that implement culture and healing. And we do have quite a bit of individuals that come back because they really enjoyed the program. And some people may still need to work on some certain things, and that's okay. We accept that. And, you know, we want to let people know that we are open for any type of discussion and to share what Charles J. Andrew Usman Family Treatment Center is about. And we're here just as regular community people helping our communities.
Okay. So if there was people listening now who maybe wanted to take part in the treatment center, how do they go about to putting their name down?
Yes, that's a wonderful question. You could do it even by self-referral. Like, you can say that I just want to go to Charles J. and I wasn't able to meet with somebody at Mental Health or Family Connections or somebody like that or CSSD. They can go on our website. It's www.cjay.org. So that's www.cj.org. And on that, there's applications that you can fill out and fax to us. Anybody can go online. There's more information on our website that talks a little bit more about our program. There's probably some photos there that you can take a look just to have an idea. Also, if somebody was involved with a resource such as Family Connections or Mental Health and Addictions or a social worker, you can ask them and talk to them and say, can you help me to fill out this application to come to treatment for myself and my family? So there are applications there. We will have applications here at Illusuaq this evening. So if anybody has questions or if they wanted to apply even this evening, they can do that too.
I'd like to thank you, Paulita and Tracy, for having the time to speak to us today and informing our audience about the Charles J. Andrews Treatment Center.
Mm.